You know, it's getting easier. You know, the more I learn the system. I mean, it's definitely getting easier. Last year was a little challenge just because, you know, the plays were all fresh in my mind, and switching plays mentally kind of messed with me a little bit. But physically, mentally, I feel pretty good. You know, if I was to have to play left tackle, right tackle, I feel like I could step in there and get the job done.
Good of starting this week. You feel like you're ready for that role?
Yeah, I feel ready. You know, I feel ready every week. I prepare the same as I, you know, if I'm sitting on the bench or if I'm starting, I watch film, you know, I work hard in practice, and you know, I feel like if they need me to jump in there and play, I'll be ready to go. No. You never know what's going to happen. I mean, you know, I take it day by day. You know, I just, today was a normal Wednesday. Tomorrow's going to be a normal Thursday for me. I'm going to prepare just like I do every week. And, you know, if it happens where Chad can't play, I'll be ready to go. But, you know, it's a long week. We got a few more days to the game, so we'll see what happens.
Defensive line.
They're good. You know, they're a good defensive front, and you know, they got a lot of talent up front. Sue's been doing a great job. Vander Bosch is, you know, he's all over the place. He makes plays. So those guys are, you know, we have to be on top of our game to play them. They got a lot of speed, a lot of strength. So you know, it's going to be a challenge for us up front this week.
Are you comfortable stepping in and filling in for Chad?
Yeah, I feel fine. You know, I feel the last. You know, obviously in training camp I was a little bit behind, but once we kind of got rolling into the meat of the season, you know, I felt like I was stepping up and starting to, you know, kind of regain my old form, and I feel good. You know, I don't know what Chad's status is going to be, but if they need me to step up, you know, I'll be ready to play.
Is it any harder going into a dome situation where, you know, it's noisy, faster surface, all of that stuff? Does that make it an added challenge?
A little bit. You know, the crowd noise is always a factor when you're traveling. But, you know, we've had plenty of practice, you know, in crowd noise in practice. You know, we're used to playing in loud environments. So, you know, we feel like we've got a pretty good comfort level of, you know, if we have to play in noise.